From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama's overcrowded prisons are one of the riskiest places to be during the coronavirus pandemic, since social distancing is impossible. In March, the Alabama Department of Corrections stopped taking transfers from county jails in an effort to control the spread of the disease. A month later, the system began taking inmates at a reduced level, but there's still a backlog of about 3,000 inmates awaiting transfer. Last week, Governor Kay Ivey issued an order telling the prison system to come up with a new intake procedure. Sonny Brasfield is executive director of the Association of County Commissions of Alabama. He tells me the situation is pushing problems to the local level.
With COVID, we face the same issues in every county jail that the Department of Corrections does. Every sheriff in the state holds his breath every day in the hopes that, you know, there's not someone that has a fever that's exhibiting symptoms, just as the Department of Corrections does. The only difference is there's a county jail in every county. There are only corrections facilities in a handful of counties.
Well, Governor Kay Ivey issued that order last week, directing the prison system to come up with a new intake procedure. What's your reaction to that?
We're hopeful that this proclamation will result in the intake procedure that is currently being used, being altered and improved so that the flow of inmates can return. I would say to you, I've been in this town for a very, very long time. I've never known a governor to issue a proclamation directing a state agency head to carry out activity. So I hope the seriousness of that's not lost and the urgency that proclamation expresses is not lost. We have offered, just to be honest, to quarantine inmates. We have, you know, certainly not 67 jails, but we have a dozen or so that have extra space and have the expertise to quarantine these state inmates at the local level. That's one of the issues that the department is concerned about, and we're not tone deaf to that. Up until this point, they've not been, that's not been something they've embraced, but we hope that the Department of Corrections will look at that idea and any other ideas that they have to move us along.
Right now, the intake procedure brings in about a quarter of the number of inmates as normal. How much longer can county jails handle that pace?
That's the great question. You know, the issue right now is not as dire because there's been a lot of work at the local level to give the jails relief in many areas. And up until the last couple of weeks, the court system had not been functioning. So the influx of new inmates had certainly slowed down. Our significant concern is that if we do not get a new intake process together by the time jury trials start in Alabama, which is mid-August, if we don't have a new system working, at that point, we're going to reach crisis.
How optimistic are you that there will be some sort of agreement reached here in the near term, that you don't get to that situation when jury trials start, that later on this fall, you're really under a crunch?
When the governor's proclamation was issued, it had been about 75 days since that moratorium started on March 20th. From our perspective, 75 days should have been enough time to have already made adjustments in this intake process. One of the important things to remember is that the 67 sheriffs in Alabama didn't get a 30-day moratorium as the Department of Corrections Commissioner received. We had to make changes immediately when this crisis came knocking on our door. We think the department should reasonably be able to have something in place already. But since they don't, you know, that August deadline looms pretty large for us, that it is massively important for a new process to be in place by the middle of August.
Sonny Brasfield, I really appreciate your time.
Sure. Take care.
Sonny Brasfield is the executive director of the Association of County Commissions of Alabama.